sometimes in life you find yourself on the right side of the line, where the skies open up and cast a towering shadow, guarding you from the worst life has to offer. And then, that same sky rips away that warm blanket from your clutching arms and casts it into the night. Now, you are on the wrong side of the line. And that's why I'm here, to keep you in line. A line we call the Dry Line.
Now remember the Global Ag Network. Episode 69. Yes, everybody, you can thank your lucky stars. It's just me, your humble host of the Dryline Farmer Podcast. This is Brent Carlson, and this is a Landon Free Week on the Dryline Farmer Podcast, because apparently he has to work more than 3 weeks in a row, so he's out on the frontier on the range somewhere, maybe driving a tractor, pulling a sprinkler out. Maybe, I don't know, Landon, do you have cattle? Oh, that's right, you're not here. Well, nonetheless, I'm here, and that's really all that counts. I mean, after all, I kind of, you know, I'm here. It's at my house, so I kind of have to do something, you know, every 3 weeks, because Delaney gets kind of upset if I don't come out with something every, you know, month or so. Anyway, I'm trying to make my, can I make my voice a little deeper, kind of like, because I just started watching Yellowstone, and I flicked it over to Law & Order right now, and they, you know, they got the hot assistant DA, like always, you know. So, you know, I get to watch that and everything. And it's just, I'm back and forth between voices, so deal with me here. Well, everybody, we are sorry that we've been gone for so long. We've had a farming get in the way of the podcast. We've had all kinds of excitement going on from too much rain, if that's hard enough to believe, to now, of course, it stopped raining and we're ready for some now. Two hailstorms, windstorms, everything in between. We've been planting, we've been replanting, we've been spraying, we've been cutting wheat, we've been doing everything under the sun you can possibly do on the farm. Sorry, I had to swallow my spit there. You know how that goes when you talk real fast. So we've been doing all that, and we've been kind of just getting along with everything, and finally kind of starting to get caught up. We've been to steer shows every freaking weekend. We're going to talk about that here in a little bit. And I keep saying we because, you know, that's kind of what I'm used to. I usually have a team member here. You know, I always enjoy how people, and like, so I'm watching Law & Order here, and this chick that's playing the prostitute, because there's always a prostitute on the Law & Order episodes. Well, she is the hot assistant DA on the newest version of Law & Order, and I can't remember her real name, but she's pretty much dressed, which is ironic. She's pretty much dressed the same as playing the prostitute as she is the assistant district attorney, which I find kind of ironic, you know, because they're kind of opposite ends of the spectrum, and it's just really interesting. I've got it on mute now, so I can't really hear what she's saying, but, you know, she's got the dark hair and the pouty lips and everything, and It's pretty, you know, just of course they've got the little manicured eyebrows and everything that kind of freaked me out. So, you know, they get typecast, I guess, after a while. Prostitutes, lawyers, what's the difference? They're all in it for a buck. Or a, never mind. Anyway, so like I said, the farm has been pretty out of this world as far as farming goes. We got 60 to 75%. We lost all of our cotton that we planted, and we replanted about 50% of that to Milo, and it's finally starting to come up, although we've got some dry land that we thought we planted in a powder, and yeah, it's actually come up. I don't know what it germinated on, but it's coming up, and we're probably actually going to have the stand that we wanted, which is about 60% of what we planted. So, you know, we got that going for us, because it's Milo we found. We had one place where, this has been years ago, we had about a half a stand, and it made more than the full solid stand we had, you know, next to it that got, like, runoff or whatever, because it was, you know, a whole lot thicker, and it burned up a lot quicker, as the old saying goes. So, yeah, we got Milo coming up. It's probably, what, half an inch tall, an inch tall, and then we've got cotton starting to, we'll probably start squaring there and there, oh, maybe the end of the week. So we've got that to look forward to, and the corn. Corn probably looked as good as it ever has. We had such a great start with everything, and the rain, and the sunshine, and then the rain again, and we've already gotten our first shot of fertilizer on there, so we're pretty excited about that, if you can get excited about it. And we had steer shows this week. Past 3 weekends in a row we've had, well, the first one was a heifer show. The last two were steer shows up here in the panhandle, and They were pretty good learning experience for a little man. Of course, we did it. Me and my wife did it when we were both kids growing up. She showed the Angus heifers, and I did the club calf deal, and we all had our varying array of success. So my wife and I don't really fight very much, like hardly at all. But I think we might have met the catalyst that could start a few in this whole calf showing deal. And even still, they're pretty minor as far as couples fights go. But apparently I don't know how to tie a slip knot. So even though I did it for, I don't know, 20 years, and I don't know, maybe I am doing it wrong, but I never had a calf get away. So, you know, it's pretty escape proof. I mean, it looks like crap. I mean, it looks like I did it blindfolded because it's not very pretty slip knot. And hers look loose, but they never, you know, come undone. So I guess she knows what she's talking about a little bit, at least in this aspect. Well, you got to let them have a win every once in a while. But guys, we've got a pretty new exciting deal this week. We've got Landon out this week, so I can't really just do this flying solo. So we've got a special guest. He's quite an interesting character, and I say character in the most literal sense. Harlan Cunningham. He's a concrete contractor, and I came across him all here over the last few weeks. I've gotten to know him a little bit, and I actually met him at the steer shows down there. And he's kind of got a story that he really wanted to get out on the airways, and he kind of treated it as like a public service announcement to all you stock showers and stock show visitors alike. He got into it with a lady and her dog that she brought to the whole stock show. And, you know, it was one of these little 5-pound dogs, little terriers or little one of these things. And, I ran across a bunch at the first heifer show down in Belton. But these at least had the whole that vest on, like I'm a service dog. And, those were probably like lab size dogs. And they were, trouncing around. And I don't know if these were emotional support animals or, you know, they were actual, like, you know, they got all kinds of diabetic dogs that can sense a diabetic shock about to happen, or PTSD dogs that can sense that when affected person is affected by PTSD and they can sense when an attack is about to happen to them, and a panic attack, which I find, you know, really interesting and extremely useful. But the dogs here that I think Harlan came across with, and he really had, I mean, a run-in is almost another literal term here. I'll just let him tell you about it here in a little bit, but it's a really interesting story. And he got asked not to return to the Ollie Miner Center in Plainview, Texas ever again. It was pretty sad because his kid still had like, I don't know, four or five years, I believe. So, I guess maybe his kids can still show there, but he asked not to return. So I guess he'll have to send the wife or maybe the stepdad or something. So he's gonna give us that spiel. So Harlan Cunningham, great new interesting fella that we met, and he actually did some work for us here a few years ago. He did some pavement, and then he even got the rebar out and did all. He did it upright. He's a great hell of a contractor, but got a little out of hand at the stock show. So I'm gonna let him tell you about that. We've got a interesting sponsor this week. It's these guys, let's see, what I've got it written down here, Dripoil. These are Dripoil distributors, and for all your turbines out there, you know that those turbines need Dripoil to keep those bearings and that shaft nice and lubricated. So we've got the Dripoil. I'm not sure what the actual name, if it's just a, is it Fluid Incorporated? It might be, that Dripoil might be their main product there that they sell. So we've got them. Brandon Ricardo, he's had almost a month off, and you know, pretty much when he quit reporting is when it quit raining. So that's a pretty big, I would say that's a pretty big coincidence there. Randall Ricardo takes the day off or takes a month off and it quits raining. So hopefully this will kickstart those clouds again. We had some, they've got a greasy looking actor sitting on a stand on Law and Order right now. And they've got the pompous defense attorney that's like, I know my client's guilty, but I've got to, especially when it's a bald white guy, you know, accused of murder. And Sam Watterson's about to stand up and say objection. She's, you know, irrelevant or something like that. The dude, the bald guy, the bald defendant's almost got a mullet. Like, there's absolutely no business in the front. It's just all party in the back. So I don't know how many hundreds of episodes of Law and Order I've watched, but this has got to be one of the top. I've had lots of topics. I really wanted to get to the food. We had a little food thread going on Twitter here. What was it? A couple weeks ago, I think Angie was in on. Angie Setzer, host of the Girls Ag Talk, Girls Talk Ag podcast, which, while we're there, let's mention the Global Ag Network. That's the network we're a part of. We are glad to be on it with Girls Talk Ag, and, of course, Casey Seymour. From what I heard, I talked to this guy. He was in the Ukraine. Is it Ukraine or the Ukraine? I can't remember because it's not the Texas, but it should be the Texas. And I don't know. It was like 3 in the morning when I talked to him, Ukrainian time, and he never did tell me what he was doing over there. So, but he's the host of the Moving Iron podcast, and that thing's really growing. Dude does a crazy amount of great content, not just content. He's not just filling time. He's not just filling airwaves. He's filling with good content. Video. He's got the freaking curtains. Do you call them curtains? I don't know. Maybe a backdrop. He's got video. He's on the air, I don't know, every other day with a guest. He's got Angie on there. He's got market guys. He's got everything and anything you want in the ag sector. So go check him out. We're kind of, we've kind of become pretty good buds over online anyway. So, and we've gotten to meet up once, did a little interview with each other. So check out Casey Seymour. And, of course, the flagship is Ag News Daily with Delaney and Mike, and they're doing a great job. And they've got some big-name interviews on there. And if haven't checked them out, give them a look. So, and where do you find all these great podcasts? Well, you're going to find it through the Global Ag Network, but anywhere podcasts are sold or given away, in our case, that's iTunes, Apple Podcasts, and Google Play, Stitcher, SoundCloud. I think Delaney's even set up some more venues for us, or outlets. So check all those things out. We've got that. We've got Radar Ricardo. We've got Drip Oil, the Drip Oil Advocate? I don't know. I'm going to have to check it out. Anyway, that's our sponsor this week. It took us almost a month to get him, but they finally took the bait. I mean, we finally got together and worked out a tariff or deal or something. So we've got that, and we're going to interview Harlan Cunningham. And whole incident? Sold the incident at Grundy County Auction, John Michael Montgomery or something? JM Squared, they used to call him in the 90s. But Harlan Cunningham makes his debut appearance on the Dryline Farmer podcast right after this.
Hi, y'all. This is Evelyn Van Landingham down here at your Drip Oil Advocate. Do you have the drip? Is your shaft really losing its lubrication? What about your ball bearings? Are they having trouble keeping up with everything that your hole desires? Everything that it needs to keep your operation running smooth? Well, this is your only place for your favorite drip oil. Because when you have the drip, you'll need the oil to cure that problem. Does your shaft, does it move up and down and creak and crack as it does? Or what about your ball bearings? Are they brass? Do they clang when they work? Well, it needs Drip Oil Advocate's special formulation. Because when you have the drip, you don't want to do anything that less than the best. And we have the best drip oil to cure your drip problems. We have everything from cup sizes all the way to a 55-gallon drum of the juice for your shaft. That's correct. We even do woodline shafts for those older people, older machines that can't quite get that shaft readiness and hardness that all welds really want to have. Because you're not going to get anything pumped out of the ground without our Drip Oil Advocate Special Formulated Drip Oil. Nobody likes a machine with the drip. We'll stop that drip with our drip oil. You call us today, your Drip Oil Advocate. Tell them Evelyn sent you, and we'll give you a cloth and our Drip Oil magazine just because you mentioned Evelyn. Drip Oil Advocate. When nothing less than the best will do for your drip.
Hey, this is Reina Ricardo, a data city. We'll bring you a giant and Palmer podcast weather update. Well, Brent, I'm all relaxed and all ready to get back in the swing of things or whatever. And, like, I'm watching, I've been, you know, like, I'm over at your house right now and I'm watching a piece of Law and Order. And it's like a hot chick, Elizabeth Crone. I think it's Crone is how you say it. And, like, Sherman or whatever. And she's a hot assistant district attorney in this version. And, man, I tell you what, man, that chick can move it like a minute, like Beckham or whatever, even though I think it's a dude. Hey, Vato, glad to hear you're back. And, man, since you're landing, man, he's not working. He's got some softball tournament or something. Trust me, he's not working. Hey, as far as the weather, I noticed you made the inference that I quit giving forecasts or whatever, and it quit raining. So hopefully this will get it just started or whatever, and then, like, maybe it'll even turn like a sprinkler suck off and everything, and it'll put everybody in a better mood, you know. But nonetheless, I digress. And so it's going to be in the 90s, you know, for the foreseeable future, because, you know, I mean, it is June and almost July. Sorry, Harlan slipped me a camel, and I smoked it a long time. But so yeah, like 90, 92, 93, it got like pizza hot, like 97 today, and like 90, like 99 yesterday. I thought it was like all pizza hot or whatever. But hey, you know, it's the summertime, and that's what happens. Hey, this week's sponsor, your drip oil advocates. Hey, I mentioned Evelyn's name, and they gave me a shop towel and like the Drip Oil Advocate magazine, and like, it tided me over for a week or so, you know, just some good reading material, you know. I like the articles or whatever, but check it out, man. Evelyn, she's a heck of a lady. She's only 87, you know, my soul, but hey, I gotta go. Hey, this is Arena Ricardo, a Denisetio. Back to you. Hey, my soul, you said drip.
So I just read an article on how to not use feel, like I just did there, use feel words like and you know and like and anyways and stuff like that, those words. So I'm really working on it. So if we had a drinking game that would keep me from saying all those filler words like that's a preposition, but you know, see, I just said you know, but, you know, like, anyways, and stuff, all that. I'm working on it to be more professional. I mean, that's probably one, too. You can't say that. So we're working on it. I'm working on it to keep this professional, but yet lighthearted podcast, the Dryline Farmer Podcast. Well, guys, we've got the newest guest coming onto the show, Harlan Cunningham. And he's on the phone right now. We're going to bring him up, and hopefully we can get him a good, clean line. And we're going to talk about what happened there at the Panhandle Parade of Breeds. That's at the Ollie Liner Center in Plainview, Texas. I think even Steven, is it really Steven Stevens? Is that just kind of your Twitter handle? I'm going to write that down because I got to tag you in it now since I mentioned your name. Steven Stevens. I kept trying to look him up. It's like some kind of medic. Air medic or something to that effect, and I don't know if something is another filler word, but I'm going to look it up nonetheless. So, Harlan, let's see, we got him coming? Yeah, we've got him coming. I'm pretending like I'm talking to somebody, like I've got three producers here, so. It's just me, trust me. So, we're going to bring him up now. Harlan, let's see here. Do we have that line? Do I have that line open? Yeah, there it is. Yeah, Harlan, talk to me, buddy. You there?
Yeah, Brent. Yeah, I hear you, buddy. Are you there?
Yeah, Harvey, hey, good to talk to you, man. Long time, well, not a long time. Heck, we just met a month ago, but I've gotten to know you over these last few steer shows we've been to and everything, and kind of, I tell you what, you've got more than one story that you can tell that'll keep the whole bunch going.
Ah, you know, Brent, when you've been around as long as I have, you know, it's quite an interesting life you lead, you know, when you're in the concrete business. You know, I did have a little stint there for a while. I was a county extension agent. Things just didn't work out between me and the parents too well.
Oh yeah, I didn't see this in your pre-interview that you were a county extension agent.
That was a great time in my life, Brent. It only lasted for about 18 months, and I tell you what, it was better for everybody that I didn't keep on as an extension agent. Went into concrete, you know, you can yell it. You can yell at adults, but by God, you yell at a 9-year-old for doing a shitty job at a method demonstration. By God, I tell you what, they don't put up with that kind of shit.
Hey, now, Harlan, I got to tell you, buddy, this is PG-13 show.
Sorry about that, Brent. I tell you what, when you're out in the concrete business, as long as I am, you kind of get a little rough around the edges, if you know what I mean. You know, everybody around here, they get so down. Forgive the term. They get all
yeah.
And everything. And it just really burns on my ass a little bit. It singes the back hairs of my upper torso. You know, I learned that in the back there in animal science. I'm an animal science degree. Actually, I don't have the degree. I made it for 3 years, and I went ahead and finished out at a 4-year. It's actually a 4-year community college, if you can believe that.
Oh, 4. I thought they were all 2-year.
Yeah, that's what people typically think. This is 4-year. This is down here on the Gulf, down in Louisiana. It's the Cajun Creole Community Junior College for senior college dropouts, is what it is.
What? Kind of a, that's quite a college. What? They have any sports or anything?
They have what?
They have any sports or anything?
Oh, shit, yeah. Hell, we gig frogs every night. Hell, I was a champion gigger my senior year.
So, did you letter in gigging? Did you letter in gigging, Harlan?
What's that supposed to mean?
I'm just asking. You said you were all national gigger or something. I thought that was the Texas A&E.
Texas A&E. I still don't get why they... Well, why is giggum a battle cry? I never did get that. I just like the taste of it, to be honest with you.
Well, hard to argue with you there, Harlan. So, well, that's good to hear. You got your degree. You did the county kitchen agent. Tell me about your concrete business.
And Brent, we do everything. We do paths. We do pavement. We do sidewalks. Hell, we'll even do your wife. Just kidding. Although, really. But, no, we're pretty much a general contractor concrete business. We get everywhere we can, and the time amount that we tell you, even though it's whatever we tell you, Brent, you pretty much add 6 weeks, and that's what we get.
Well, that's the experience I've had with a lot of concrete guys.
Well, Brent, with between all these wind turbines and everything, that concrete guy, he just can't get his ass out of the bed fast enough. Hell, he can't get home quick enough to get into a loop. You know what I'm talking about?
PG-13, Harlan.
Sorry about that, Brent. I tell you, man, being out in the field, it's just... It makes a guy rough. What can I tell you?
Well, Harlan, thanks for that little background. We're going to go ahead and get into it. So, at the Ollie Liner Center a couple weekends ago, you were at the steer show. I saw you were a couple alleys over from
it. Yeah, that's right.
Well, I heard was there an incident?
Yeah.
There was an incident, right?
Yeah, I mean, you could say that. You called the cops showing up for... some dumbass dog incident. I guess it's an incident.
Well, Harlan, why don't you? I'm reading the. Well, I don't know if I'd call it a police report, but it says here that let's see, you were originally charged with a simple assault and cruelty to animals. Is that am I right so far?
Yeah, Brent, that's a. Charges were drunk.
Yeah, I know, but originally you were charged with a simple battery and a cruelty to animal charge. Is that correct?
Yeah. Well, you're going to make me look like a class A asshole, aren't you?
Harlan, I'm just reading the story as it read. I mean, it's public record.
Anyway, go on.
Well, so let's just go from there, Harlan. Tell me, just give me your side of the story here.
Well, Brent, as you know, I was down there. As you said, I was down there at the stock show. And did you hear what was going on? Did you hear that little son of a bitch dog just yapping and yapping and scaring my cattle, scaring my kids' cattle?
Yeah, you know, there was more than one dog from what I saw. Most of a bunch of them little dogs.
Hell yes, these little pissant dogs nobody could get any use out of.
Now, did they have any of those? Did they have any of those vests on to tell them? You know, tell everybody you're a service dog.
If you consider shitting where you walk a service, then I guess they're service dogs. Other than that, though, they ain't nothing.
Okay, so we're just going to go with the no on that, right?
Yeah. No is right.
All right, Harlan, so just tell me what went on, man.
Well, I was, to get right down to it, we were tying down the calves for the night, and this old fat lady, I mean, she took her damn kids, I tell you what. I was looking at her tying down my calf, and she had this little shit terrier, I call it. yapping and barking, and she had it on a leash, and this, I gotta pick it up and carry it, because it's, you know, a little piece of shit dog, and all this and all that. And it goes yapping. Well, I look up, and I kind of gave her a dirty look, and you know what she did? You know what she did?
Tell me, man, that's what you're here for.
She dropped that dog, and that little son of a bitch went over and healed my ass.
Like a border collie, like a blue healer?
Why, hey, shit, yeah.
Damn. Yeah, okay, so what happened next?
Well, I took a breath, to be honest with you, Brent. I took a breath, and, I get sick just thinking about it.
By the way, Harder, where are you?
Well, I'm actually sitting here at the bar. They're making me a little margarita. This is the last damn place in Texas a guy can smoke at the bar.
I'll be damned, really. Hell, I saw they just, I about saw their ban in the electronic cigarettes in San Francisco.
Yeah, that's an angel. I wish they banned San Francisco. That'd be nice. But anyway, so we just got back from the wash rack, blowing them out, doing all this and that. And like I said, this lady came in. She has, you know, she's one of these painted up steer show moms. Had her I Love Jesus shirt and everything. Anyway, she had a, I tell you what, took the damn kids to the steer show. That's what we did. And now we have to dodge all these mother effing dogs. And this is the one I was totally upset about. She got up to drop that dog, went over and healed my ass. You know what I did? I dropped him, that son of a bitch, in the next row of brain.
Oh. Damn. Is that the cruelty to animals chart?
Well, no, Brent. She understood because, I mean, she was kind of an old biddy. But, you know, she understood that I... Because the cat, what happened was she went over and healed me. I screamed, and then he made me scared, and I kicked my calf in the flank, and that freaking Key Angus main cross I got kicked me right in the nuts, Brent.
Oh, man. Right in the nuts, huh?
Shit, yes, hell, I fell over. And then we got a damn Charlet, kind of a two-tone Charlet. We're going to show it as a Zimmy or something. Son of a bitch jumped up and stepped on my arm. And that's right where I got my tattoo when I was in the Navy.
Oh, yeah. Well, thank you for your...
Yeah, thank you for your service, whatever. Anyway, so, boy, that was really where it... I picked that damn dog. That was all I could stand, Brent. I picked that son of a bitch dog up. I went over there, and it got one of them Sullivan's blowers. And this is where we had the two blowers on the car, and I stuck that hose right up that son of a bitch's ass.
Oh, whoa. Whoa, whoa. Wait a minute. You stuck a blower? You stuck up the...
Yeah. Can you get the words out? Spit it out, sunshine.
Well, I'm just trying to process what you're saying here.
Well, process it, because that's what... I tell you what. It was pretty funny. He blew up like a pissed off puffer fish swimming in fresh water.
Well, that probably didn't help the charges then, did it? I'm interested to see how this thing got... You know, how you got the charges dropped.
Nah, she knows who I am. Yeah. I've won that thing 3 years running, and I tell you what, ain't nobody gonna get Harlan Cunningham. No shit when it comes down to the nut cutting.
That's sort of the nut kicking.
Boy, you're a pretty funny son of a bitch there, you know you, Brent.
Well, I'm sorry about that. Anyway, so back to the story. So I want to know, so you got kicked in the groin, got stepped on by the arm, and then you stuck a blower up the rear end of this dog. So then what happened?
Well, you can imagine. She screamed and hollered. She called for her husband. And... Sorry, Brent. I got cigarettes. I got to get off these candles. Candles. Anyway.
And please remember, Harlan, this is a PG-13.
Sorry. I'm sorry, Brent. It's one of these stories, and I'm already rough as it is. And just kind of, it's kind of hard to get over.
All right. So tell me. So you get kicked. You get stepped on. And basically violate this dog with a Sullivan double blow dryer.
Well, yeah, I mean, Sullivan's got the best shit in the whole sale bar, show bar. I mean, I don't get none of that off and stuff. I went over the trailer, and hell, it gave me a pretty good deal. They got me some refurbished turbo.
Can I stop you there, Harmon?
Oh, sorry. Anyway, so, yeah. So I blow this dog up, and he kind of squeals and squirms. He kind of blows up, and he goes running back to that old biddy, and she, of course, she picks him up and starts crying and everything. And then, there, of course, there's a couple kids that's watching the whole thing going down. And she tried to make me feel bad for scaring the kids and everything. And I told her, like, Listen, bitch, you better be lucky that show stick wasn't in arm's reach. Otherwise, I'd have given that thing a scratching, and I ain't talking about on the internet. You know what I'm talking about?
You kind of went urban there for a minute, Harlan.
No, don't even go there. So anyway, so we kind of got into it. She called me an old bastard, and I called her a fat tub of guts. And, you know, back and forth, led to one another. And by this time, her stepdad had called them.
Her stepdad? How old is this lady?
What?
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 How old was she?
I said, well, I'm 16.
I thought you said this was a lady, Harlan. A lady? This is a kid. A kid.
Well, she looked 30, is what I'm trying to... She looked 30.
Oh, yeah. That's a pretty common response.
I did? Yeah, lady. I mean,
hey! I gotta cut that out.
Sorry. Anyway, yeah, she's 16, but my gosh, she was 16 going on 65, if you ask me. Anyway, she starts crying and calling her stepdad. Well, he comes running over here from the snack bar, and he's got his old crusty, you know, sandwich and everything, and threatens to whip my ass, and I stand up, and we get into it. We're bumping guts, and he calls, and his wife calls the cops. Anyway, they show up about 10 minutes later. And anyway, we get into it. Anyway, I told him, like, the cop's like, well, what can I do? What can we do to make this settle down? I don't really want to take anybody to jail and all this and that. So I said, well, all right. I guess I probably should have blowed your dog up and everything.
Well, yeah, I'd say so.
And anyway, so I said, all right, just take your effing dog and go home and don't bring it back to the damn steer show. Cause I don't know. I asked her, you know, during the whole middle of this thing, I'm like, did you ever want Reed Hank the cow dog? The dogs and the cattle, aren't they kind of like enemies?
Well, I mean, you do have a point there.
Yeah. I've got a point. I got a damn good point. Well, anyway, so the cop, he kind of stood there and took down some notes and everything. And, well, when it all came down to it, we kind of, well, I didn't shake the damn hands and held in that flight.
Wait a minute, there was a simple battery. Now, simple battery's not on a, that's not on an animal, that's on a, you know, on a person to person.
Well, I kind of got into it with the dad. He had one of them little pissant bolo ties on, and I pulled it up, and I tied it up around his neck, and I kind of twirled it around, and they kind of got all pissed off about that. And fortunately, he dropped the charges there, too. Sorry, my margaritas. This son of a bitch gave me on the rocks. I told him I wanted to crush, and he didn't even give me a damn umbrella. So I'm having to open up a can on somebody here. Anyway, so we got all over that, and we just kind of went our separate ways. And of course, that son of a bitch, he goes to business class in the first thing. But you know what? It was the damnedest thing, you know, Brent. He got first in the ring A, and then ring B, he was like next to last. I don't know what the hell was going on there. I knew that son of a bitch was straighter than hell, but. Hell, I guess that first judge didn't see.
So, yeah, the steer show. So, is that, how'd y'all do?
Well, we won our class. We actually got reserved. We got reserved Gert, and, you know, was pretty happy about that. We got a nice little, well, she got a plaque. But you know what they gave out in ring?
What, for champion?
Yeah, for champion. Yeah, they gave, sorry, I got into your microphone there, but they gave out fanny packs. Can you believe that bullshit?
What?
Man, nobody wears fanny. Nobody wears fanny packs anymore. I mean, come on.
I'm still getting this straight. I think I was in your phone that time.
Yeah, well, you know, you're still learning. Well, the moral of the story is, Brent, leave your GD dogs at home. Because them little MFers, they'll get under them cattle. They'll get somebody hurt. They'll get somebody kicked in the nuts. I almost turned that dog into a, I don't know what you call a dog without nuts, but it's, I'd have made him a nutless dog if he had nuts anyway. Because I was about to drop kick him in the next week, if you know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah, I follow you. So, your bands, I hear your band from the show now.
Yeah, shit, I can't. I got to stay within 500 yards of that place. Otherwise, I'm going to have to watch them on FaceTime or something now.
Well, you know, maybe that's for the better. You know, you don't want to start up any stuff.
Well, I suppose you're right.
Harlan, hey, man, it's been a joy. It's been a great time listening to your story. I'm glad the thing turned out without any charges or any, you know, there was any jail time involved.
Well, you know, it would have been the first time I've been stuck in the pokey. I was in the Navy after.
Yeah, we'll have to get that story next time. Well, Harlan, thanks, buddy. We hope you come back another time. We really enjoyed having you on here. And, you know, it's always great to have a little fresh face.
Yeah, you tell that landed son of a...
Okay, Harlan, everybody. Harlan Cunningham. He's a concrete guy. You can get all of your... We should have used him as a sponsor this week. We had Harlan Cunningham here. Great guest. We hope we have him back. He's a live wire, to say nonetheless. But hopefully that filled in your landing point. So, guys, we're going to get out of here. We had Harlan. We had Farm Talk. We had, you know, support your Dripple advocate and Radar Ricardo. I think he's actually here tonight. And, hey, Ricardo, how's it going?
Hey, Capron, hey, what's going on, man? That Harlan, he's a crazy white boy.
Yeah, I know. He's a, you know, we got to get some crazy people on here sometimes. But, guys, until next time, we hope y'all stick with us. Hopefully, we'll be back on a weekly basis. We kind of got everything straightened out. And until next time, guys, y'all stay safe out there. Y'all get into the farming. We hope y'all got good emergence in that Midwest area. And we hope you have a good crop. But until next time, we're going to ask you, what side of the line are you on?
The Dryline Farmer Podcast brought to you by... Have you got the drip? We've got the drip oil for you. We are your drip oil advocates. The Dryline Farmer Podcast, all rights reserved, and now a member of the Global Ag Network. Thanks to Harlan Cunningham and all the folks down at Cunningham Concrete.